From KALW in San Francisco, I'm Ben Trefney with a regional news update. California's coronavirus picture remains much improved, but officials expressed concern that yesterday's Super Bowl gatherings could erase gains made over the past several weeks. The California Department of Public Health urged residents not to gather for that celebration of sports and pop culture. The number of people in the hospital with COVID-19 has slipped below 11,670 statewide. That's a drop of nearly 35% in 2 weeks. The more than 15,000 new confirmed cases yesterday represents a drop of more than 30% from the mid-December peak. Deaths also are starting to fall, but remain alarmingly high, with a daily average of 511 over the past 2 weeks. There were 295 deaths reported yesterday. Some California churches opened their door to worshipers this weekend after the state revised its guidelines for houses of prayer following a Supreme Court ruling that lifted a ban on indoor services during the coronavirus pandemic. Governor Gavin Newsom's office issued revised guidelines that limit attendance at indoor services in areas with widespread or substantial virus spread. In the most significant legal victory against California's COVID-19 health orders, the High Court said the state could not continue a ban on indoor services, but it can limit attendance to 25% of a building's capacity and restrict singing inside. Republican John Cox has formally opened his second campaign for California governor, with a TV ad attacking his leading GOP rival while promising to work for lower housing costs and new jobs. The 30-second ad airing statewide marks an official kickoff to Cox's entry into the race after finishing behind Gavin Newsom in 2018. The ad faults rival candidate and former San Diego Mayor Kevin Falconer for a soured real estate deal at City Hall during his tenure. When he ran for governor, Cox won 38% of the vote in 2018, but Gavin Newsom became governor. The average U.S. price of regular grade gasoline jumped 5 cents a gallon over the past 2 weeks to $2.50. An industry analyst said the increase was caused by a continuing rise in crude oil prices since November. The price at the pump is 3 cents less than it was a year ago. The highest average price in the nation is right here in San Francisco, $3.49 a gallon. Not sure that's a title we want to hold. The lowest average is $2.08 down in Houston. Drive your browser to KALW.org, where we bring together the day's top international, national, state, and local stories. Or take a spin on Twitter and Facebook, where we do the same, at KALW. For KALW News, I'm Ben Trefney.